What are you expecting from Carlton this weekend?
Well, Carlton have been promising plenty for some time. They've sold their club well. They continue to build an impressive state-of-the-art enclave in the picturesque inner suburb.
Sounds like a garritorial
to me. They've got record membership and with a buzz team of the summer. 10 first-round picks in 6 years, 2 number ones. High-profile trade targets have been landed and the list has depth at both ends with Cripps and Walsh in the middle. So it's time to put up or shut up. Mm. And Saturday night at the MCG against the Port Adelaide side that will need a map to find their way to the home of footy provides the perfect opportunity to put their flag in the ground and declare themselves as a 2021 player. 2-2 after 4 weeks, losses to Richmond and Collingwood, wins over Freo and the Gold Coast. That is a pass mark just. Lions, Essendon, Bulldogs and Melbourne to follow. Is this what Carlton fans are going to endure again this year, a pass mark of a season? Or can they take a step towards higher honours by beating a contender on Saturday night? Can they separate themselves from their mediocre past? It's about time they did.
Well, we sound like a Reb on that one.
A mediocre past.
A mediocre past.
A lot of noise coming out of that joint. They've had access to the best talent in the land. They've traded well. They've got They've got high quality players into the side. Do something, Carlton. Don't just beat Gold Coast and Freo and have, blah, losses to Collingwood. Do something. Beat a team that are contending, and that is Port Adelaide, at the MCG on Saturday night on the biggest stage.
Sometimes you don't have to win to be good. What's a pass mark for them tomorrow night? Do they just have to win?
No, they don't have to win. A high-quality game that is representative of finals footy. Pressure, handle heat, don't get blown off the park, don't get 7 goals behind and have 5 goals kicked in a row and then come rattling home and lose by 2 and go, not far away. Do something.